Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Stuck behind never-ending windows, all you need is a door. Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remembering unusual times that can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Are you ready to slay another day? So are we. Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. I'm Jess Sterling, here with my co-host, Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
Meh.
Are you scarred by the eggs, the bad, bad eggs?
I am. I guess I just have to get into it. I hated this episode so much that I tried a lot of things. Number one, I actively tried to get out of this podcast.
Yeah, you did. You did. You were like, I don't want to be here. And I was like, well, you have to be.
I was like, can you maybe get Will to sub, your husband? And I asked him, I asked him really nicely. And he point blank was like, no. And I was like, oh, okay. no problem. And then what else did I also for preparations, like typically I watch the episodes twice. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I watch it three times. This was a one and done for me. I vowed to never watch this episode again. So if I like don't remember what happened, it's because I actively blocked it from my memory.
This is another case lately where it's like your memory is trying to help you and save you. And so it's possible that it's like blocked out specific parts of this episode. So before we even dive into season 2, episode 12, bad eggs. Yes. My question is your problem with the episode like the baddie, like how gross and gooey and nasty it is?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yes.
Yeah. I got the ick on a different like plane of existence than I ever thought possible. So I didn't like that. And I actively really had a hard time with Joyce because it's just so annoying. Like, she's like, you have to be responsible. You have to be an adult. You have to like step up. You have to be this. And it's like, give Buffy a fucking break, man. Like, she is like saving the universe. And like, it's so bad. So much so that I would be like, if I was Buffy, I would just be like, fucking idiot cunt. Like, I swear to God, I am actively saving the world. Leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah, if I'm Buffy, I've already told Joyce by now that I'm the Slayer. Because I just don't understand, like, listen, from what we understand, based on the Slayer lore, you're a Slayer till you die, BB. So why are you bothering to even hide this from your mom anymore? Especially when you have someone like Giles, who she seems to respect, who can back you up. It's not just like you have Willow and Xander and Cordelia in the background being like, yeah, she's a Slayer. No, she has proof. She could show her mom. She could talk to Giles.
She's already shown her mom that she can step up. And
like, exactly. Like, and so I agree with you. I was very frustrated with Joy as well, because it's just like, also, like, we'll talk about it obviously when we get there. But the idea of telling your child you can only stay in your bedroom and you can only leave to go to the bathroom, I'm like, you're basically saying she's in solitary confinement. And that feels wrong on many, many, many levels. So I didn't approve of that as like a punishment for Buffy either.
And then, yeah, like even after this whole thing happened and she got taken over by those gross little fucks, she still gave her a hard time, and it was so annoying.
We'll get into it. I didn't particularly like this episode either. I didn't hate it in the way you hated it. Like, I hated the creatures, and we'll talk about why soon, but I still think I disliked the pack more than this in terms of like my all-time least favorite episode. Like, this one certainly was bad, and it didn't really have any redeeming quality. Well, there's like one redeeming quality, which we'll also talk about, but I didn't like this episode either. I don't think I hated the enemy as much as you. Like, I don't think I was as bothered by these creatures. I was
so actively grossed out.
Yeah. And I get it.
I just, like, I don't. And, like, we just did this, didn't we? Like, we just got this, like, bug man, and he was awful, too. I hate these things, and I hate the thought of them like attaching themselves.
Yeah, that the part with like what they did to Willow was the thing that grossed me out the most. Well, that and the Buffy, we'll talk about it. But anyway, it's gross. We're going to talk about this episode. Just understand that neither one of us are a huge fan. And if you are, we're sorry. But based on the people that we've talked to, Sarah, it seems like most people don't like this episode either.
Yeah, apparently it's like ranked one of the worst episodes of all time.
Tracks, I think. So we start off at the mall, which is interesting. At least we're getting a new location, you know.
I love the mall.
Yeah, and Buffy and her mom are shopping, and this is very typical conversation between a daughter and her mother about what is appropriate clothing to wear, and she says, you looked like a streetwalker, which, you know, probably shouldn't say that to your daughter, and Buffy's like, but a thin streetwalker, and she says, well, you're just too young to wear that, and I don't even know what it was, but again... These types of things always get under my skin, Sarah. Not because I was necessarily trying to dress in a certain way at a certain age, but more so that I feel like it can be really damaging, especially to a young woman and her self-esteem. Like, I don't like that you'd never ever see this sort of conversation happening between a parent and their son. It's always a girl. And I get really irritated because it's like, oh, you're a slut. You're asking for it.
Maybe not about promiscuous dressing, but in terms of like parents commenting on boys' appearance or weight, I definitely disagree.
Oh, the weight thing. Yes. Weight is, doesn't matter what gender you are. I feel like it's going to be a comment made. It's more of the idea of the, you're too young to wear that. Mentality that I really don't like, because it just feels like it feels like you're putting it on the woman of like, oh, because you were dressed in a certain way, that's why boys are like that it invites things to happen to you, which is just very unfair. How about we raise our human beings to be actually nice, kind, courteous people and stop putting it on women and the way they dress as to like, it's your fault. It just feels icky to me. I know it's a very 90s thing, but I didn't like it already, like to start this episode. I think Buffy generally wears like cute outfits, and I think like always. It's important to her. And so I feel like her mom is just so disconnected from Buffy at all times. And I get frustrated with it, Sarah, because we have seen small moments where her mom has understood her. And then it's like she forgot about those moments and we're back to square one.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I really am starting to not understand the character of her mother, because it's her name. It's Joyce.
Joyce.
Right? Yeah. Joyce. Okay. Yeah. I'm starting to really not understand Joyce, because like, I just don't really, it's like she teeters between trying to be a good mom and just like not actively trying to understand, like being like so oblivious that it's just like a caricature, or mm-hmm. Like it's past. Okay. The amount that Buffy's mom tries to be a good mom actively contradicts with the naivete of her not seeing her daughter. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. if Joyce was really that interested in caring of her daughter, regardless of the fact that she's super busy working at a gallery, then, like, I feel like she would understand her daughter. Now, if she was, like, never gave, like, Buffy's mom in the movie was, like, out to lunch. Like, I can live in a world of, like, believing that that Joyce, that version of Buffy's mom, would have no idea what's going on with her daughter in regards to like slaying yeah. or fighting a responsibility, because like she's out partying all night. That's not Joyce. Like she still is like taking an active role in what's going on with her daughter. So like I think it just like contradicts itself. Like she's too involved to be that clueless.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I understand what you're saying. It's just really frustrating. Like I know that like relationships with parents aren't linear, you know what I mean? Like sometimes it does have peaks and valleys, but it just feels like we're back to step one, where we literally had earlier this season her saying, "I trust you, Buffy. Like I know you and I trust you now." And it's like, where did that go? So she sends Buffy off to like go pick up something from the tailors while she goes somewhere else. So Buffy is heading down an escalator with a very cute Kate Spade backpack, by the way. I loved this cute little backpack.
Oh, you love a backpack moment. Yeah,
I do. And so she's heading down the escalator. And I really like this as a mechanic, like this as a way to discover that someone is a vampire, where she looks in like that mirror that kind of reflects you while you're on the escalator, and she notices that there's a couple going up the escalator, and the man, his reflection does not show in the mirror. Ooh. So I like that as like a twist of her being able to discover them that way.
Yeah, and talking about being observant, like we talk about a lot how Buffy's not, like she kind of lost like some of that slayer sense.
Yeah.
And that being that observant to somebody else is really great. And I think like it like shows growth in her being aware of her surroundings. Mm-hmm. So she follows this guy to the storage facility. And basically now we have like a cowboy slayer, which I kind of also thought was pretty stupid.
The villains in this episode are dumb, like beyond the gooey, whatever those things are. Yeah, the villains are stupid. I don't really understand the point of them. It was almost like we want cowboy vampires. And that was as far as that thought went, you know? So she walks in on the couple where they're like playing pinball in some abandoned like arcade. He has vamp face. He's ready to like bite her neck.
He's Buffy ready.
Yeah. Yeah. She starts fighting them, or fighting the guy, obviously. The girl is not a vampire. So we get some kicky punchy moments, and he does get away. And Buffy completely, in all of this hubbub, forgets to go to the tailor. So when she ends up at the food court with her mom, she doesn't have her mom's dress. And her mom is like really pissed off at this. She's just like, "Oh, let me guess, you got distracted by a boy again." And Buffy's like, "Well, kind of."
Yeah. Kind of. And I exactly. And then this is kind of where her first thing of or lecture about responsibility is.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was like already over it, because I was just like, girl, you have no idea. How about you pick up your own dry cleaning tailor work or whatever?
I just wish Buffy would tell her mom at this point, because it's obviously causing a strain on their relationship. And I don't understand why she wouldn't just tell her mom at this point when, like I said, you're a slayer until you die. This isn't like a phase where it's like eventually she's not going to have to worry about it. It's always going to be a thing. So just, you might as well tell her.
Yeah. It looks like her mom got some like Chinese food, food court, yes. Chinese food, like a what is it called, like Panda Express moment.
I mean, yum. Yeah, we don't have Panda Express locally, like our malls. No, our malls just always have those like Chinese food places. Like, I don't know the names of any of them.
Yeah, Buffy got lo mein and a bunch of veggies. It looks like she did not get any meat. Joyce opted for the chicken.
I mean, I approve of both options.
Yeah.
So this is, we're going to move to the part where of the episode that I actually kind of enjoyed. And it's Zordy, okay? Uh-huh. It is Xander and Cordelia having their little secret tryst, their secret yeah. rendezvous in a closet. They're kissing and they're fighting as they're kissing. And because Cordelia wants the lights off, she doesn't want to have to look at Xander's face. And ouch. Xander doesn't want Cordelia to talk.
I mean, you're enjoying this.
I am. I can't really explain why. And I think maybe I like the enemies to lovers trope a little bit too much. Maybe I like that they're not schmoopy. Like, we'll get into the schmoopiness that I hated of this episode. Maybe that's why. I don't know. I also think I like that it's a secret and they're like too ashamed to be. It's not, you know what it is? It's not that one of them is ashamed of the other and that's it. It's they're both ashamed of each other. So it's equal yeah. playing field. It's not like one of them is punching down. You know what I mean? So I think that's why I like it. I don't know. It works for me. Needless to say, I do think Cordelia deserves better than Xander. But I like this while it's happening. I really do. And I don't know why.
Yeah, I think like for me, I'm just like a little like nonplussed by it. Like, I'm like, I don't like it. I don't dislike it. I'm just like, okay, this is what we're doing. No problem. I just think that it's just like a little, like, I don't know. I'm more of a romantic. Like, I would rather it be like some like actual sweeping things. Like,
yeah, love. you want the Fran Drescher. You want the Grand Drescher. And we're not getting that with them. We're getting yeah. just silly nonsense of like them arguing and both of them being like, we have to keep this a secret from everyone because it's so embarrassing. Even though at this point, and on top of that, Sarah, I also love the idea of like hating someone so much, but having such great chemistry with them that like it's undeniable. Like, I like that. I like the idea of that. I think it's funny.
I don't think that like I hate anybody like that. I think that I just actively, if I don't like you, I don't think that like I have that like tit for tat with people.
That's because you're a Pisces. It's a like, it's a fire thing, I think. Like, I think it's like the hate turns into love. Like, it's passion. That's what it is.
And oh, yeah. I don't know passion.
And I just, so I like this. And I like the fact that they don't want anyone to know. And the fact that they're also being, at least in my opinion, kind of obvious at this point. But maybe no one notices because they've always been kind of at each other's throats. But in class, they're in like a sex ed class or a health class or whatever the hell this is.
Yeah, yeah. Give me those books with the diagrams. Need that in my life.
Yeah. And they start poking at each other like through the questions the teacher is asking.
Yeah, yeah. Like, what does it mean when your partner has like, you know, is a two-pump chump? Like, what does it mean when
yes, exactly.
They lose their erection mid thing.
Yeah. Like,
what does it mean when like your girlfriend like gives you a bad blowjob? Like, it's kind of like that sort of a thing.
Yeah. I also really like
hypothetically.
And I assume, okay, I don't know that we've discussed this. So Xander, I was always under the assumption Xander was a virgin, just because he's Xander. He's a virgin who can't drive. But it sounds like the way Cordelia was talking and from what we saw in the coat closet, that they've had sex in someone's car, right? She talks about having sex in a Miata. Mm-hmm. And so I assume now that they've, I mean, I don't know why. I always assumed Cordelia wasn't a virgin and Xander was, just because, you know, Cordelia's had tons of boyfriends and we knew that versus, you know, Xander.
Hold on, and I'm sorry if you heard dog sniffing.
Belle is really interested in sex ed. She needs to learn more.
She's like pretty insistent to get on my lap right now. Mm-hmm. And I don't really know why. Maybe it's the plate that the donut was on. Is this what you want, you stupid whore?
She wants to lick it.
Yeah, that's what she wanted.
But Xander is a little bit of a creepo and says, like, what about having to feign interest in her vapid little chit-chat so you can get some touch? And I'm like, all right, don't be gross, Xander.
That's rude.
It is.
That's rude. I don't know. For me, I feel like Xander is the type of guy that, like, maybe in this setting at school, he's not cool. But, you know, he goes to, like, summer camp and he's, like, that funny guy because it's in small doses, and he probably like lost his virginity like behind the kayaks or something.
Yeah, I could see that being true,
because like, he's like a summer fling, like he's pretty tolerable for a summer, maybe not past a summer, but
it wouldn't last
super. And he's good looking. It's not like he's better looking than some of the other guys,
I guess. So but either way,
Seth Green.
No, he's a short king.
I'm not trying to call you out, but I had to have a choice.
Everyone gets partnered up to do the age-old thing of everyone has an egg. It's like a sack of flour, like in Boy Meets World, but this one's an egg.
Or like the baby. Didn't we just cover a show where they're carrying around a baby?
It probably was Dawson's Creek or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
We've talked every single
at least 90s show has had this in some capacity.
Yeah. Yep.
And I think by the time you and I got to sex ed, they retired this. I remember when I was maybe in junior high, I think I remember seeing the high school students like holding those doll babies, but by the time I got to sex ed, they retired them. So I don't know what happened to the curriculum. Maybe they were like, this doesn't really do anything. But I never had to do the egg, and I don't really understand the egg of it all, because if you break the egg or if you lose the egg, just go to the fucking grocery store and get a new egg.
That's what I'm saying. I don't get it either. The eggs really make no sense, because there's no way to differentiate one egg from another.
I think they like mark them with like a pen.
But then mark them again. Like, exactly. Maybe they sign them with the teacher's signature. I don't know.
No.
But Buffy missed class, so she's going to be a single parent. And she's
really kind of funny. That's kind of funny.
It is funny, but she's also really sad. And I did love the thing of Xander saying he's going to teach his egg Christian values, and Willow says my egg is Jewish.
Yeah, because canonically Willow is Jewish. Because I forget her last name. It's like Rosenberg.
Yeah, something like that.
Something along those lines. A Berg and a Rose.
Yes,
had a baby, and it was Willow.
There you go. So they're going to have to, Buffy is going to have to get by on being a single parent. And meanwhile, the reason Buffy missed class is because they were researching these, like, I don't know, the Southern vampires or whatever, cowboy vampires. And there's a guy named Lyle and his brother Tector.
No.
Wow.
Just no.
Yeah. They're from Abilene.
Texas? Are they from Texas?
Abilene
in Texas?
I guess this
ain't Texas. Ain't no hoedown.
Sure, they're from Texas. And so apparently they're really stupid, though, which is great for Buffy because she could easily take them down. Giles is very confused by why they have all have eggs. And he's just like, okay.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app.
Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And then another part that I wasn't a huge fan of in the episode. We get way too many scenes of Bangel making out and not slaying and just making out in a cemetery. And they're just like, oh, let's look around for 2 seconds. Okay. And now we just suck face. And the reason that this bothered me so much there isn't because they're making out, because whatever, more power to you. It's like the kiss chemistry is not there. It's like they're trying to eat each other's mouths, and it's loud kissing. And I can't do the schmoopy noises. It's too much.
I see that. And I still blame Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh, certainly. I think it's on her more than it is on
she does David too Boreanaz. Much work.
She's too pecky about it, you know? An actual makeout isn't like as fast-paced as what you're doing.
Yeah. I just wish that we can see a season 8 Sarah Michelle Gellar making out with whomever. I don't know who it's going to be with. I assume it's probably not Angel.
Season 8.
I just want to see her, if she improved. Like, is it like whose issue is it? Is it like them together? Is it like an isolated Sarah Michelle Gellar issue? Like,
I mean,
what's the deal?
Most certainly we're going to be seeing each of them make out with someone else at some point in the series.
I just want to see it. Let me see these whores.
Yeah. And these creeper cowboys are just watching them. They're lurking like creepers.
Yeah. They are. It's their version of porn, I guess. Yeah,
they're enjoying it. Buffy puts her egg to bed. I don't know why she's like checking off a list. No one's checking this, Buffy.
Maybe they are, but I kind of love how Buffy made.
What is happening in your household right now?
Nothing. Don't worry about it. I like how Buffy made her egg like a little nest. That was kind of cute.
Yeah, she has a little basket with like a washcloth in it or something. But now we get to the part where it starts to turn. This episode takes a turn that is so nasty and so gross. And this is when it begins.
I hated it. I wanted to die. Yeah. I don't even want to talk about it.
Well, I'll do a quick little, basically a tendril pops out of this egg. And this is what grossed me out the most, was these tendrils crawling across her pillow and seemingly going into like her ears. I don't know how it took her so freaking long to like, she didn't even wake up from this. It's just climbing over her face as she sleeps. And this is like a nightmare. The idea of anything going into like the holes on my head, whether it be my nostrils or my ears, grosses me out.
Yeah, yes. I was pretty disturbed by this. I didn't like the little tendrils. I didn't like the sliminess. I didn't like any part of it actually at all. And I'm really just trying to block it out of my memory, to be honest.
Yeah. And it's a little confusing too, because I don't know if they couldn't enter her because she's a slayer or like what the deal was, but she wakes up the next morning and she feels like very groggy. The egg looks completely normal. Her mom's judging her parenting, which is like, it's a fucking egg in a fucking basket, Joyce. Back off. What the hell is happening over there? I'm leaving this in the podcast, by the way. But it sounded, I know it was your dog. I know it was Belle.
No, that one was Ruby.
Oh, okay. Because it sounded like a man went, So
someone's being injured. Oh my god. I had to kick these dogs out of my fucking
Okay, office. we're gonna pause down on the podcast right here. Okay, we're back. Dogs have been removed.
Everyone's kicked out. Everyone got kicked out. They were misbehaving. I really want
to go back at some point, like after we record. I'm going to go back and listen to that moment from the podcast. It literally sounded like a man was like,
It was just Ruby.
So yeah, Buffy's all groggy. Her mom's being a bee. What else is new? The next day, as we're back at school the next day, Buffy and Willow are both like very groggy and tired. And Xander is like, I don't understand. Like, you guys don't really have any pep in your step. Like, what's going on? And Xander drops his egg at one point after playing with it like a fucking idiot. Like, this guy, again, this is going to be the Xander slander of the episode. He doesn't give a single fuck.
He's playing like hacky sack with the egg.
Yeah. And honestly, the move is, Sarah, like if you do get a baby egg as part of like a project like this, the move is to boil it because it's less likely to crack.
No, that's what he did. And everybody was shaming him. I have a good idea. What you need to do is take your real egg, put it in a safe place, set it and forget it, then carry around like a fake egg. The entire assignment. And then right before you're supposed to hand it back in, you switch out the egg again.
Yeah.
This is...
I like this idea.
Yeah, 4D chess. You just
get a dozen eggs, and that way you never have to worry.
Yeah, but if we worry about, like, oh, the teacher's going to indicate it, mark it. Yeah,
hide the real one.
Then you hide the real one.
An imposter egg. Yeah. Well, Cordelia comes in, and she says, well, our teacher is missing. Their, like, health teacher is missing. And she immediately is like, oh, he's presumed dead. And everyone thinks Cordelia's being a little bit extra about this, but did they fucking forget they're on Hellmouth? Of course he's going to be like fucking dead or something.
Every single teacher has died, essentially, and will die. So once again, like, I kind of just feel like, you know what? Maybe the teachers are disposable. Maybe everybody is disposable.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't care about the health teacher at all, especially because I really hate the, like, fear-monger way of teaching sex ed of, like, you know what happens if you could have sex? You'll get pregnant and fucking die. And it's like, all right, everyone, calm the fuck down. Like, yes, that can happen, but if you're safe, it's way less likely, and maybe you should fucking put that in your curriculum, teacher.
Yeah, I'm really afraid of my future child's sex education living in the Midwest.
You gotta move, man. You gotta move.
I mean, we're not moving.
You gotta get somewhere where they actually know how to teach them sex. It's sad. Hopefully by the time your kid is old enough to learn sex ed, like reform will have happened, because they usually don't teach sex ed like, you know, when they're five. So you have some time.
Well, I mean, if you talk to a Republican, they do.
They're teaching our children about vaginas too young. Yeah, it's upsetting, but I did like this moment of Cordelia being like, oh, we should check some closets and see if he's in a closet. And Xander, they like both run off.
Yeah, that was kind of funny.
It was funny. And Buffy and Willow are like, they're being weird. It's like, you guys are not stealthy at all.
Well, they're in a daze because they got impostered by... Not Cordelia and Xander. I think that Buffy and Willow could have maybe figured it out in that instant if they weren't in a daze due to being taken over by goopy slime tentacle monsters. Yeah.
Did you notice that Willow's baby egg not only has a little cap, like a little baby cap, but also has a smiley face on it?
Aww. And I love that for her. How would you dress up your egg?
Oh, I definitely like, I would, I think I would go all out. I definitely would draw on it. I think I'd give it a little.
Or a girl egg?
I don't know. I will say, in real life, I've never pictured myself having a boy. I just don't know what I would do. Like, it just, it's weird. Whereas I've always had boy dogs, so I don't know why I feel that way. But yeah. I've always pictured myself having a girl. Let's face it. We don't need more white men in this world. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah. But,
no, I don't know. I think I would. What would I dress it as? I might do a girl, because maybe I would do a girl. I would want to do like little blush on the cheeks, you know, like draw some blush on the cheeks and give it. I like a little cap, like Willow has, maybe like a little scarf or something, you know.
Oh.
What would you do?
If I had a girl egg, then maybe I would like cut a little bit of your hair and then glue her hair down so she'll have curly hair.
My hair? Why are you cutting my hair? Cut your own hair.
I don't want to cut my hair. And then I would get like a little pink bow and put it on top of your hair.
It would be very creepy for you to just have a piece of my hair, you know? That's weird. That's a weird thing to do.
You don't want my egg child to have like curly hair too?
I do, but can't you just get fake hair? Why do you have to cut my hair?
You have a lot of it.
I mean, sure, but it'd be pretty noticeable if you just took a chunk off.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Glad you don't think so.
I don't think so.
But then you'd have to have a brunette child. Is that okay?
Well, I'm pretty sure I would have a brunette child. No, bleach it.
You'd cut my hair and then bleach the piece.
No, come out orange.
That's so rude.
It's really hard to get from dark brown hair to blonde.
I mean, I've done it, like, in terms of I've had purple tips, so I had to get to blonde first and then go to purple. But
was it not brassy?
No. I mean, it was difficult to get my allegedly. Allegedly, it was difficult to get my hair to that level. Have you seen? There's this new TikTok. What's it called? Filter where you can like get your your best true color if you use it. I haven't done it, but do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, maybe. I haven't done it either.
I'm curious. What do you think my ideal hair color is? Since we hate this episode so much, we might as well take a detour.
And your actual hair color?
You think my actual hair color would look the best?
Yeah, I think that everybody's natural hair color is the color that looks best on them.
See, I would disagree because there's people like Emma Stone, and I think she has like the most her hair looks the best when it's red, and her hair is naturally blonde.
Yeah. Maybe she's a special case.
I'm not a special case. I just normal, boring brown, I guess.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think that you would look better. You've experimented with your hair a lot, and I've seen you in a lot of different colors, and I think that your real color is your best color. I like it better than like the Cherry Cokes that you've done.
Oh, I love Cherry Coke though. I loved when my hair was Cherry Coke.
It wasn't that cute. I loved it.
Yeah. I wish my hair was more red than it is. I love red hair. I think it's gorgeous. I wish I had it. Anyway. Yeah. So that's that. Then we're back at the graveyard for more smoochy smoochies.
Yeah. Oh, and they had a conversation. Like Buffy had like basically she's like talking about having kids one day, and Angel's like, I can't have kids.
Oh my fucking God, Angel. Seriously? Cry me a fucking river. You've been dating for like 2 weeks. This isn't about you.
I mean, it is upsetting. Like, he can't ever have kids. I would say that Edward was able to have kids with Bella.
Stop. Don't you dare talk about that Renesmee creature. The thing was fucking horrifying looking, okay? It clawed its way out of
her. Ew, stop it.
That's the truth.
Stop, don't be gross. Yeah, I mean, it's sad. It's very sad for Angel, but also he's been alive for 200 years. He probably had a kid, like, and it probably died
pre-vampire, probably
because it turned into a human and then just immortal and then like aged out. Yeah. So
I also like maybe another reason I don't really like Bangel is I really hate the like Angel. I look into the future and all I see is you. It's like, oh my fucking God!
They're so in love. Dramatic.
Are they? Are they?
I think so. Ugh. Yeah, but do you think that Buffy didn't realize that he wasn't able to have kids?
I think she'd be stupid to. I mean, we know enough vampire lore to know that. I don't know why she's never thought of it, but I guess she's young enough where she really wasn't ever thinking about having kids yet. You know what I mean? It just didn't. Yeah. It wasn't a thing she was thinking about doing.
Yeah, and I'm sure that Angel doesn't even think of like his own future, and they can adopt.
Also, yes, there are other ways to have children nowadays, or back then too. But also, it makes me wonder if Buffy has a kid. Is her kid like higher on the list to become a Slayer because she has Slayer blood?
Gosh,
imagine putting your child through that too. You know?
Yeah, I would really hope not. I'm sure that Buffy has a kid in the series. What do you think the kid's name?
But you think she has a kid in the series?
I'm sure.
There's Tabitha. Seven. What?
Maybe her name is Tabitha.
Okay, hold on a minute. There are seven seasons in this show. Yeah. I assume the first four are dedicated to like 4 years of high school, although she's not a freshman when we start this, right? She's a little older than that.
No.
So you're thinking she has, this is like some Topanga Corey shit where they have a kid like right out of college or something.
Yeah, I guarantee you Buffy has a kid in this series.
I think if she does have a kid, it's through some epilogue, not through the normal like timeline.
Okay.
That's my guess.
I mean, that's true. We didn't see, besides Jen, any of the creeps. Jen,
they really were like, Jen, we're gonna fuck you over so hard.
Jen, yeah. Have a baby and die. Yeah. From my heart. Oh. She's sick. It's her heart.
We're sick fucks. We're laughing at that, but it's too much. So yeah, at the school, we have some security officer. He's roaming around. He goes into like the basement or boiler room or whatever the hell this is. And he sees a giant hole in the wall. And he's like, hey, let me just poke around in here.
No.
Out comes Mr. Health class teacher, shoves the guy into a hole with this like pickaxe thing. And you're like, fuck are these fuckers up to?
I would just leave. If I saw a hole in the wall, I'd be like, you know what? That's not my problem.
Yeah, no, I would be like, we need more people on this. I'm not climbing in there.
It's like a cavern. Like,
call for backup, bro. What are you doing? You don't get paid that much. You're a security guard for a high school.
Yeah, this guy really got pickaxed into the hole. That sucks.
I really think it's one of those things where, like, do as much as your job as you think the pay is worth. This is now worth the pay of being a security guard to do this.
Yeah. So Buffy sneaks back into her house via window, and Egbert is doing the shakes.
Egbert is nasty. And the worst part about Egbert is when he pops out, and it reminds me, Sarah, of the puppet episode where he just like fucking skitters along the ground. And it's so nasty. He kind of reminds me of those, like, when we were kids and they had those quarter machines and you'd get one of those slimy hands.
Yeah.
He kind of reminds me of that.
I hate Egbert. Buffy takes her iron and is going to try to smush him.
Yeah. This is a weird move.
This is where I would just jump out of the window. I'd be like, I was like, you know what? This is Egbert's house now.
This is his room.
I respect your space, Egbert. I hope you have a good slumber. I'll see you never.
Yeah.
I'm moving out of the state now.
But he does a drop from the ceiling, climbs on her back. She throws him. He skitters under more furniture. She takes some scissors. And finally, she's able to like stab him. And like, there's so many things gross about this actual like creature. Part of it is that he looks kind of like a scorpion, but it's like this like milky blue flesh purple color.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so gross. It looks gross.
Like a dick with a tail and some arms.
It is kind of flesh colored, isn't it? But like it's a weird dick, like a veiny dick that you're like, I don't know about this one.
Like it's a little grayed and dead. I gotta say, Egbert, like, why are you trying to forsake Buffy? Because she built you a good little nest. You had the cutest little bed. Why?
I think he's just going off orders from his mama.
I don't want to talk about that.
His real mama.
He bleeds blue.
Yeah, and so Buffy immediately
he bleeds like, red, white, and blue. He's American.
he's American. This dick is American.
So Buffy calls Willow and he goes, is your Egbert American too?
Did your Egbert hatch? And Willow's just like, no, it's fine. Nothing has happened. It's totally normal. And then we see Willow has like no facial expression, and we just see eggshell with blue goo around it.
Yeah. Willow is wearing some unfuckable smiley face pajamas.
It's because she's 12. Did you forget?
Grow the fuck up. But then Buffy has like 70 stuffed animals on her bed, and I'm just like, grow the fuck up.
Yeah, I saw that too, and I was offended personally.
Nobody needs stuffed animals. They're a waste of space.
Yeah. And Joyce, because she's a fucking nosy bitch, walks in. She's like, what are you doing up? And she's like, oh, I was just calling Willow. She wasn't feeling well. You're going to have to do better than that. And she does. She like kind of teds her and does like a little lady. And it's
little
like,
lady.
Stop calling her little lady. And so she's like.
Wait, also, I love how Buffy like covers the Egbert shell with the blanket. Like, mom, you can't see that my science project is smushed.
I don't understand how Buffy thinks that, like, if this is a big deal, wouldn't it get out and be, like, local news, you know? I guess not. They just cover up everything happening in Hellmouth. But
yeah.
Yeah, her mom comes down really hard on her and she drops her off at school the next day and says, school ends at 2:30. I will be here at like 2:33. You better be in the fucking library, young lady. And I will pick you up at 5:30.
Joyce. Oh, at 5:30. So she, I mean, literally, how would she even know that Buffy just stayed in the library the whole time?
She's and three also, 3 hours to fuck around. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe Joyce needs Buffy to go to the gallery so that she can babysit her 17-year-old daughter.
I don't even know. But she goes up and she sees Cordelia, who is, I immediately, Sarah, was like, what in the Willow is on this woman's back? Because Willow is the only one I know that would wear a teddy bear backpack at the
teddy bear backpack. I don't know. I think it's like, at this point, it's just like ironic.
Is it? Is she's, it?
She's, yeah, she's like ironically wearing a teddy bear backpack. It looks a little dirty.
It looks like she wore it when she was 10. Now she's bringing it back out.
I like the rest of her outfit. She has like a pearl That's necklace. Cute. She has like skirt and boots. She's pretty cute. It's a cute
outfit. And Buffy asks, oh, is your egg doing anything weird? And she's like, no, it's a fucking egg, Buffy. Like, what's wrong she's with like, you?
It doesn't emote. It does nothing. And Buffy's like, okay, Cordelia, you are unhelpful.
And yeah, so this is when Xander gets a brilliant idea, which seems terrible. He's like, okay, my breakfast sucks. I'm just going to eat this egg. Sorry, dude. And I'm like, you mean the hard-boiled egg that's been sitting at room temperature for days? Sounds like a great idea.
I hate hard-boiled eggs on a good day.
I love hard-boiled eggs, but not one that's been sitting out room temperature for a while.
No.
And so he's about to crack into this thing. We see Willow and Cordelia and Buffy talking. And as they're talking and Willow is like walking by, this is the worst of it, where like we see this nasty creature like stuck to her lower back.
Gross.
This is why I hate the idea of leeches. Grosses me out.
Yes.
Oh, that's what it feels like. It's like that's anything that's gonna are. Stick to your skin and like suck something out grosses me out.
I hate it. I hate it here. I really do. I just want to, it makes me literally just want to die.
Yeah, it's terrible. So Xander cracks into his, nearly takes a bite before noticing that it's this gross Demogorgon fucking scorpion penis monster. And they take it to the lab to have Giles look at it, which Willow suggests, which immediately I was like, uh-oh, like, what should she do to Giles, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Wait, so, like, they go there, Giles is not there, and then
they go to the lab, and Willow says, oh, I'll go get Giles.
Yeah,
and
you're like, sus. Oh. That's sus. Yeah.
And so she's like, oh, he's busy. He said to get started and he'll be in soon or whatever. So they're going to dissect this thing. It's just nasty. And then we see like there's movement in the teddy bear backpack and tentacles start coming out of the teddy's eyes.
Ah,
yeah.
I hate it. It's so scary. Awful.
Yeah. And this is when Cordelia and Willow team up and just conk Buffy and Xander out.
Yeah. They're both under the influence of flesh monster scorpion dude. Mm-hmm. Egbert. Yeah.
Egbert. Yeah.
So they're doomed. And so, yeah.
We see like everyone in the school seemingly is like gathering like pickaxes and like weapons and going down to the basement where the security guard was like pushed in the hole.
Yeah.
So something is up.
It's a whole school epidemic.
Yeah, it's really bad.
School-wide.
So Joyce comes into the library looking for Willow. She only finds Giles. And
looking
he's like,
Buffy,
oh.
Or is she looking for Willow?
Oh, I'm sorry, Buffy, not Willow. She doesn't give a fuck about Willow. She doesn't care if Willow's sick or not. She's like, fuck that girl. I don't care about her.
She's a bad influence, that Willow.
Yeah. And Giles is like, oh, I haven't seen her. And Joyce is like, oh, she was supposed to wait here. This is the final straw. She never listens. Bleh.
Oh, no. You would think that there was something wrong with Joyce this episode besides being like a rude, she's mean mom.
Raging bitch. That's what she is. And she's just like, I don't. And this is where I was like really upset because I know parents must say these sorts of things when their children aren't around, but it still felt really awful to hear her call Buffy a burden.
That is awful. That's like the worst thing that you can say.
Like, you chose to have her. Like, don't call her a burden. You know what I mean? Like, she's a teenager. She's a teenager. Like, obviously she's going to go through some shit, and maybe she doesn't want to listen to your stupid fucking rules, Joyce, because she has other shit going on, like being a fucking slayer.
Yeah, she has real world problems, Joyce.
Exactly. So she's looking at the books and she's like, what are you researching? Hell's offspring? Bristow's demon? What the hell is this? And Giles is like, oh, what was that? He does the old like point and get
look
the
over there.
Look over there. Which is like have you seen that season of Drag Race? Are you a Drag Race?
Yes.
I can't remember. Okay.
Yeah.
I love that moment. So yeah, very much look over there. And she looks and he just conks her out.
Well, I mean, I think that's why people still do it, because it works at the end of the day.
Yeah, Joyce is naive enough, and he puts a scorpion on her back, a little creepy crawly flesh dick.
Gross.
And just right on the back of her neck, and she screams. It's nasty. And that's when Buffy and Xander wake up, and they're like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah,
and
nothing
Xander,
good.
Xander says, with Buffy in the room, and again, Buffy and Willow have to be catching on by now, because he says, last time Cordy dragged me here, it was a lot nicer. Excuse me, sir? What?
I think that, honestly, I just feel like he's trying to brag. You know what I mean?
He definitely is. He's the one of the two of them that has more to gain by this getting out than Cordelia does. Like, yeah he thinks Cordelia is stupid or whatever, but like, he's still a teenage boy and Cordelia's good looking and obviously very popular. So he has more to gain by this getting out. Yeah, you know what it is, Sarah? He wants to brag about it so badly that he's like, maybe if I drop enough hints, they'll get it. And I can be like, yeah, this isn't going on for weeks.
Yeah. But I don't think that Buffy and Willow would be the type to be impressed by this.
No, they definitely wouldn't be. Buffy would probably be fucking relieved to have Xander off her back.
I mean, for real.
And Willow might be upset, but she has Oz, so she'll get by.
Well, not yet.
Soon enough.
You would think.
Buffy crushes some eggs on the floor. Blue goo comes out. They escape the closet that they were stuffed in. And they're like, okay, where's Giles? Well, he's now missing. They find a broken eggshell on the ground and they're like, uh-oh, this isn't good. And then we see, this is where it's like gets even dumber in my opinion. Like, the whole conceit of the idea is pretty stupid to begin with. But these people that these eggs have like taken control over, they're basically zombies in a way that like they all have these pickaxes and shovels and all these other things, right? Mm-hmm. They're barely moving them. They're not like hard at work, like sweating doing this. They're like, eh. It's like, well, what are we doing here?
I know. It's kind of like, oh, we're going to take you over, but then our like host body is going to be fatigued the whole time and not be able to do what we want them to do.
It's so silly. And they're basically digging up like, must be like the foundation or something. And we see like underneath there's this like pulsating larger gooey monster.
Gross. I hate pulsating larger gooey monsters.
Yeah. And we see more eggs. So it's not looking great. We see like everyone there, Joyce and Cordelia and all of them are there. And Buffy is like, oh, well, good. At least Giles found the answer before he got taken over, where it's basically a prehistoric parasite where the mother hibernates, lays eggs, and then all the offspring attach themselves to a host and take control of that person. And as they're saying this, we see freaking Doyle yet again. Did you recognize him, Sarah, the character that was out in the hallway?
Yes.
Yeah, Doyle from preview from Inca Mummy Girl and from, I think it was the episode where Oz gets shot, right? It might have been like the last episode. He gets attacked by one of these parasites and he's screaming. And when they run out to go to him, he's like, no, I'm fine. I just slipped.
He's just like our community punching bag now, which I'm fine with.
I am too.
He's kind of like Richard from Felicity in the first season.
Yes, but with less personality.
Yeah, with maybe he's like guy actually.
Yeah, he's more like a guy, I think. So they follow him because they know he's going to lead them to the host, and they see all these little worker bees. And it turns out it's really easy to infiltrate them because Xander just has to act like a zombie himself, and they don't even notice that he's not like actually one of them. So he's looking around to see what they're up to. Buffy goes to try to get like some sort of a weapon to stop all of this. And of course, now is the perfect time for cowboy vampires to get in her way.
Oh my God. Like, don't we have enough shit going on? We don't need cowboy vampires too.
I agree with you. I felt like they were very much tertiary and unnecessary to the plot line.
Yeah, I really do agree. It's like we had enough stuff going on.
Yeah. And Willow and Joyce see Buffy come downstairs, and Willow so casually is just like, kill them. Like, all right, girl. Jeez.
All right, kill them.
She wants to be the leader.
Yeah. Joyce tries to pickaxe Buffy. And then Buffy's about to get taken by the mama monster. Even the vampires, the cowboy vampires, are so freaked out.
Yeah, because it basically shoots its little tendrils out and like wraps them around its like their legs and tries to yoink them into like the mommy layer.
Yeah. While Buffy gets captured, she somehow murders the monster.
She has the pickaxe. We don't actually like see it happening, which was fine by me. But when she comes out, she's like covered in goo.
Is it blue?
Yeah, it's blue. It's like blue black goo.
Gross. And then everybody's little bugs drop, and then everybody is normal. And still, the cowboy vampire is like, "What the fuck is going on here?"
Yeah, I was like, "I'm not down for this.
I did not sign up for this."
Also, Xander has to punch Cordelia in the face at one point.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he enjoyed that.
I don't know. It seemed like he was like hesitant to do it, but he did seemingly also be like, I have a lot of aggression and this is a good way to get it out. But yeah. Buffy. I thought it was really cheesy the way in which they covered Buffy in like the blue gray paint. Cause it literally looked like someone was like, just took their fingers and were like a little splash here, a little splash there. Like it just looked silly.
Yeah. It's like a Jackson Pollock painting on her body.
Yeah. And they explain this away with a classic excuse of there was just a gas leak.
Gas leak, mold. Yeah. You all took mushrooms. It's just an illusion.
Yeah. And my question was, where the fuck is Principal What's-His-Face? Snyder? Is that his name? I felt like he's so suspicious. Busy. And he's like always around for this shit. And we haven't heard from him in a while. And we know he's more involved than he leads on.
Is he actually the Gook Monster?
Oh, what if he is the Gook Monster?
I mean,
no, he's dead if it's true. Well, he's a mom. He's not a mom.
He could be a mom. That we know of. Could be. Yeah. And then everyone's like, oh my gosh, like what happened? And they're like, it's better off you don't know. And then Joyce is like, Buffy, how dare you not be at the library when I came?
Who gives a shit about a gas leak? You have to learn responsibility, young lady. And so, like I said before, she grounds Buffy and says, and doesn't even put a timeline on it, just says, until further notice, you are confined to your bedroom and you will not leave except to go to school or the bathroom. And it's just like, okay, so she doesn't get to eat. She doesn't get to go to dinner. She doesn't like.
She gets toast.
It's just bullshit. This is not, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't judge because I'm not a parent, but this doesn't feel like the right way to parent.
I don't know. It seems very 90s, to be honest with you. Yeah. Go to your room.
Yeah, very go to your room.
It's like, okay, I'll go to my room, and then my room is my safe haven. I'm happy in my room. Let me live.
And my boyfriend will just come up to my window, and we'll make out some more and make some more kissy, grossy noises.
Sure. I mean, if we're lucky enough.
Yeah.
It's tough. She gets her kissy things, and Buffy's like, you know, she's told to go to bed, and Buffy's like, no problem, after I stop making out with Angel. And that's the episode. Thank goodness it's over.
That's it. It's over. Bad Eggs is done.
We'll never watch this episode again. Ever,
no, we in my don't life. Ever need to. We really don't.
I hated it. It was gross and weird.
It was really bad. It was actively really bad. That's that episode. It's not great. As a reminder, we will be off next week, so you'll get this podcast, and then we will be having a little bit of a skip week while Sarah moves, and then we'll be back the next week for Sarah. Would you like to hear the title of next week's episode?
What's the title?
Surprise.
But no, what's the surprise? What's the title?
Surprise.
What?
Surprise.
All right.
There's no exclamation point. I added that in. It's just surprise.
Oh, so it's an unenthused surprise.
Exactly.
Great. Okay. Mm-hmm. Did we get zero feedback?
We got zero feedback. Could be because we're recording early, though. We are recording earlier than usual.
Okay.
So that could be a reason. Also, could be because people don't like this episode.
Yeah, very fair.
All right. I want to look up what was the... Hold on. Our friends had sent us, like, what the bottom episodes that are ranked are. So out of 144 episodes, apparently Bad Eggs is 140. So... Yay. And they had iRobot you, Jane.
Oh, you're saying that it's out of 140 episodes. This 144. This was 140.
Yes, in terms of ranking.
Oh, okay. So that's extremely low. And you're saying iRobot Eugene is 143.
143. And Teacher's Pet, which we've also seen, that was the bug one.
Yeah.
Was 141.
Okay.
I don't know if I trust this list, though, because the pack is 87.
Yeah, I think that this is probably actively my least favorite episode that I've seen.
I think it's made so much worse because the plot itself is fine. It's whatever. It's the fact that the monster is so freaking disgusting that makes it hard to watch. You know?
But then, like, also we have this whole thing with the cowboy vampires, and they didn't even really come into play.
They don't end up mattering at all.
I mean, maybe they're like a 3-episode arc and we'll see them again.
I don't think so. I think this is going to be their one and only appearance.
This town is so gross. I don't feel like being here anymore.
Yeah. They have nothing on Spike and Drew, you know?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
But yeah, that was the episode. No feedback, but that's okay. You can always send your feedback in at shit90spod, Twitter, Instagram, shit90spod.com, and shit90spod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
If you want to send it in for our next episode, surprise, you have plenty of time.
Yeah.
Surprise. So yeah, that was our episode.
It was chaotic. I'm sorry the dogs were annoying, and I'm
honestly,
sorry.
Honestly, I feel like this episode deserved that.
Yeah.
I think it did. I think people are going to enjoy it. I think our people are going to enjoy the twists and turns of the podcast because this episode did not deserve our full attention.
No.
So that's it for this week. Sarah, anything else you would like to add before we wrap things up?
No. Okay. I don't want anything in this world.
Find Sarah also over at Whirlwind Podcasts. We just finished up our Pretty Little Liars summer school coverage. And Sarah, I don't know if you saw, but I tagged you on Twitter and I think we may have manifested something in the way of Pretty Little Liars.
What happened?
Apparently they're discussing the possibility of a musical episode for season 3.
Wow.
And I just want to say we manifested that. If that
happens.
And if they do a musical episode, I will watch it. I will.
I mean, you're watching the whole thing with me. Don't be a joker.
We'll see. But yeah, so that's what we have going on. Oh, check out Whirlwind Pods. Check out Talking Shit. Check out Shit 90 Shows Taught Me, obviously. And we'll be back in 2 weeks with surprise. So until then, everyone, here endeth the lesson.
Just ask. Shit 90 Shows Taught Me.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.